如果您想使用字幕显示功能，请确保已经将本音频与同名听力字幕文件都拷进同一个文件夹内。单元质量评估四，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Are you going to be a lawyer when you grow up?
Yes, I've been dreaming about that. What about you?
I don't like engineering. My interest is in teaching. Can I help you, sir?
Yes, I'm looking for a book which is called The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
I'll get it for you. Here you are.
Lovely weather. The air is so warm and everything looks fresh and green.
Yes, it's wonderful after the long cold winter. But it looks as if summer is coming soon.
What are you going to do tomorrow afternoon?
I haven't decided yet.
How about playing tennis at the club at 4:30?
Good idea. I'm going to get my car repaired first, and I'll be home by 4 o'clock. Then we can play tennis together. After that, we will dine outside.Would you like to attend Dr. Green's lecture this afternoon?
Didn't you know the lecture has been put off till Wednesday?
The day after tomorrow? Why?
It's said that Dr. Green is ill.
Second 节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至八题。
How was your trip to Wyoming?
It was fantastic, especially the scenery in the country.
Where did you go in Wyoming?
We drove by the Devil's Tower National Monument, and we spent a few days in Laramie. But we spent most of our vacation in Yellowstone National Park.
You went to Yellowstone? I wish I could have gone.
It's the oldest and largest national park in the States.And it's got beautiful waterfalls and hot springs.
How was your trip to Wyoming?
It was fantastic, especially the scenery in the country.
Where did you go in Wyoming?
We drove by the Devil's Tower National Monument, and we spent a few days in Laramie. But we spent most of our vacation in Yellowstone National Park.
You went to Yellowstone? I wish I could have gone.
It's the oldest and largest national park in the States. And it's got beautiful waterfalls and hot springs.
Hello, People's Hospital.
Hello, this is Mrs. Green.
Can I help you, madam?
Yes, I'm at home with my grandfather, and he feels seriously ill right now. Could you please come immediately?
Sure. Where do you live?
My house is number 20 on the 7th Avenue.
Okay, don't worry, madam. Please keep your grandfather calm, and we'll be there in about 10 minutes. Hello, People's Hospital.
Hello, this is Mrs. Green.
Can I help you, madam?
Yes, I'm at home with my grandfather, and he feels seriously ill right now. Could you please come immediately?
Sure. Where do you live?
My house is number 20 on the 7th Avenue.
Okay, don't worry, madam. Please keep your grandfather calm, and we'll be there in about 10 minutes. So, Maria, what can you tell us about your plans for the future?
Well, I've been considering taking a year out after I graduate. You know, maybe travel around the world and see some different countries. I think it must be a help for me to find a job.
Can you explain why?
Well, the modern business environment is changing. Therefore, to be successful in one's life, it is important to be able to accept changes. You should be willing to change your attitudes and even working habits to suit the ever-changing environment.
It sounds reasonable. So, Maria, what can you tell us about your plans for the future?
Well, I've been considering taking a year out after I graduate. You know, maybe travel around the world and see some different countries. I think it must be a help for me to find a job.
Can you explain why?
Well, the modern business environment is changing. Therefore, to be successful in one's life, it is important to be able to accept changes. You should be willing to change your attitudes and even working habits to suit the ever-changing environment.
It sounds reasonable.
I am so excited. At this time tomorrow morning, Grandpa will be sitting in the kitchen with us.
When does he arrive?
At 6 o'clock this evening.
By plane?
No, by train.
Are we picking him up at the station?
No, he doesn't want anybody to pick him up. He likes to be independent.
Oh, let's go upstairs and prepare Grandpa's room.
Right, let's do it. I am so excited. At this time tomorrow morning, Grandpa will be sitting in the kitchen with us.
When does he arrive?
At 6 o'clock this evening.
By plane?
No, by train.
Are we picking him up at the station?
No, he doesn't want anybody to pick him up. He likes to be independent.
Oh, let's go upstairs and prepare Grandpa's room.
Right, let's do it. Opera singer Grace Bumbry was born in 1937 in St. Louis, Missouri. At 17, she won her first big competition. The prize was a scholarship to a local music school. But the school would not let her attend classes with other students because she was African American. The school offered her private lessons instead, but her parents refused. So, she went on to study music at Boston University and Northwestern University. She also studied at the Music Academy of the West in Santa Barbara, California. In 1960, at the age of 23, she made her first international public appearance at the Paris Opera. Her performance was said to have made her an instant star. In 1961, Grace Bumbry became the first black singer ever to perform at the Bayreuth Festival in Germany. Opera singer Grace Bumbry was born in 1937 in St. Louis, Missouri. At 17, she won her first big competition. The prize was a scholarship to a local music school. But the school would not let her attend classes with other students because she was African American. The school offered her private lessons instead, but her parents refused. So, she went on to study music at Boston University and Northwestern University. She also studied at the Music Academy of the West in Santa Barbara, California. In 1960, at the age of 23, she made her first international public appearance at the Paris Opera. Her performance was said to have made her an instant star. In 1961, Grace Bumbry became the first black singer ever to perform at the Bayreuth Festival in Germany.